Well, there's Lynn Anderson this morning from 1927.
1927.
One of the big hits from 1927.
Well, it was a long time ago. Maybe not that long. Oh. You finally broke down and bought a guitar.
Yep, only the best.
And we all have to pay the price. There's no tuning to
it's
that
guitar.
It's called
Rock Jam.
If you can't tell.
It's a Rock Jam guitar.
There's no Rock Jam going on with that guitar. But it
well,
is a guitar.
You never know.
Nonetheless.
I gave up the tambourine for the guitar.
Yes, the tambourine was getting a little annoying.
So this one will be a lot more annoying than
this
that.
This will be even worse.
So next, this coming Thursday and Friday, Austin Bugler won't have his report.
Yes.
Or next Tuesday and Wednesday, he's going to be at the Bugler Seminars.
Oh, they have the Brugler Seminars. It'll mm-hmm. be fun.
So 4 days worth of seminars. That'll drive you crazy.
That would drive me crazy.
Texas Longhorn football schedule has been announced for this fall.
Oh, Longhorn football.
Their
coming
opening
up.
Game against Texas State.
Texas State? That's
got a tough one on September 5th.
Well, that's a tough game they got going there. I don't know if they're going to make it through that one.
After that one, though, on September 12th, it's Ohio State.
Oh, Ohio
in
State.
Austin.
Oh, now that's going to be a tough game.
Oklahoma comes to Dallas on October the 10th.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oklahoma? OU.
And Rodney Hunter at fullback for A&M on November 27th.
Oh, wow. That'll be fun.
That'll be a home game at College Station.
Yeah.
At Kyle Field.
Oh, Kyle Field. So that'll be a good one to go to.
Should be pretty nice. November 27th should be below 90 degrees.
The weather should be nice for that game, right? But we never know.
The Alamo has a lot of water next to the old building this morning from floods last night in San Antonio.
Oh, really? Did they get...
got hammered down
is
there.
Is the river overflowing?
Hondo, Texas had 12 inches of rain last night.
Hondo, wow.
Yep.
12 inches?
Yep.
Holy cow. Wow.
No more dust down there.
No, not going to have any dust for a while.
The fastest growing state in the country right now, guess where it is?
The fastest growing state in the country.
By population.
Let me think. It's not Texas.
Nope.
No.
Idaho.
Oh, really? Idaho?
Yep.
Wow.
It's kind of like Montana. It was kind of a little secret, and then everybody
yes.
went there and raised prices.
People figured out it's pretty nice in Idaho, so they decided to start moving there.
Florida's number two.
Oh, is it? Okay.
That's a state that I have no interest in.
I wouldn't want to live in Florida.
Uh-uh.
No, it's just not for me.
South Carolina, number three.
Oh, really? So, okay.
And Texas, number four.
So,
that's pretty good.
Well, rounding out the top four, Texas.
South Dakota made the list.
Oh, it did. People are moving to South Dakota. They know how cold it is there.
that's not now. That's later.
Really cold in South Dakota.
Go up there in the winter and see how you like it.
Ooh-wee.
Some of the slowest population gains. Number one, Hawaii.
Oh, really?
There
was a gain? I can't believe there was a gain.
No, they're losing people.
Oh,
they're the slowest.
People. Oh, they're yeah, well, if they're slow, I mean, are they losing or are they still growing?
They're slowest population of anybody.
Okay.
West Virginia 2, New York 3, and the Fighting Illini number 4.
Oh, really? Okay.
Who wants to live in Illinois? That's
so
boring.
Who has the negative numbers? Who has the negative
growth? Hawaii minus 1.5%, West Virginia 1.5%, Louisiana 1%.
Okay.
New Mexico 0.5%.
Oh, I thought New Mexico was the slowest growing state.
No, it's on the list.
Okay.
Michigan, Ohio, Oregon, and Kansas.
Wow.
Who'd want to move to Kansas?
I'm not sure about that. You're not looking at one of those people that would want to move there, but, you know.
Now, Southwest Kansas, I can see.
That's by Colorado.
But, you know.
But it's still... Isn't it like the plains of Colorado? Isn't it like that?
No, well, there's a little more to see there than Southeast Colorado.
Oh, there is. Okay.
You know. So the number one water brands, you ready?
Water brands.
Bottled water.
Bottled water. Number one.
Dasani.
No, it's just... You know, these Iowa people like to add letters to words. It's not Warsh with an R. It's Wash.
Aquafina.
And it's not Dasani. It's Dasani.
Aquafina, Fuji, Evon, Smart Water, Nestle Pure Life.
Evian, not Avon. Evon.
Evon, what's Musk, or his name is?
Elon
Musk Water.
Elon Musk.
Hang on a second, dang it.
Here we go. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, there we go.
You need a stand. You gotta lean it.
Yes,
oh my gosh. But now we're laying it down on the floor.
I'm not gonna back over it.
Oh, you're gonna step on
it. I have a reverse camera.
And then we won't have a guitar anymore.
You have no what do they say that?
I don't know. I have no
faith.
Faith. Oh well. I've learned to be sparing on the faith part.
If you can't do these things, your body is aging quickly.
Oh, this will be good.
Number one.
How many of these things are on your list?
12. Number one, if you can't stand up from a chair without using your hands, you're in trouble.
I can still do that.
Number two, stand on your toes for 20 seconds.
I think I could do that. I don't know. I'll have to try that.
Hold a wall set for 20 seconds.
Yes, I can do that too.
Walk heel to toe for 10 steps.
Heel to toe. Yeah.
Heel to toe, baby, 1, 2, 3.
I don't know if I've ever done that heel to toe thing. I'll have to try
Balance
it.
Eyes closed for 10 seconds.
I don't know. After I fell and hit my head, that's been an issue.
Rotate your torso left and right without stiffness.
Yes, can do that.
Step backward confidently.
Yep, can do that too.
Get down to the floor and stand up safely.
Stand. Yeah. Safely.
Ah.
That's a good one. Where you're not going to stumble and have to smash into a wall. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can do that too.
Carry grocery bags for 30 seconds without losing your posture.
I can carry grocery bags more than 30 seconds.
Sit cross-legged on a floor comfortably. Comfortably.
Well, at least for a little bit, because, you know, my legs are going to start falling asleep pretty quick.
Turn your neck fully left and fully right.
No, can't really do that, because I hurt my neck when I fell, and my neck just doesn't move like it used to.
Stand still without swaying when someone gently nudges you.
Stand still without swaying.
Somebody bumps into you.
Well, I would probably move a little, and then I could probably sway back to my original position.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Can you do any of those?
All 12 of them.
All right.
So here's the joke of the day from Avon B at 6:02 this morning.
Early. She sent it early today.
Why don't football players wear glasses?
Oh. I don't know. Why don't football players wear glasses?
Because it's a contact sport.
Contact sport. Wearing your contacts.
Uh-huh. I wonder what she's going to have coming up this week on the old Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market, Friday, 9 to 1, coming up. You got to be there. Vendors and patrons, welcome.
Let's see, what did they have last week? They had some zucchini.
Zucchini and squash. The zucchini was gone by the time we got there.
Oh, it was?
Yes, all we got was squash. And then we got some... Natalie had some cookies made with honey instead of sugar, and they're really good.
Yeah, they're
chocolate
all gone
cookies.
Now.
And she also had some chocolate stuff that we got.
Shout out
got.
To Natalie
really,
with the Dodge Dakota.
Really good stuff.
She says she listens.
Sarah was there with her jewelry, really, really cute jewelry. There was somebody there selling books. Bring your stuff to sell at the farmer's market. Didn't have any fresh baked goods other than the cookies, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But, you know, if we're going to have a farmer's market, we got to have people show up. So show up, get some stuff, and be a part of the community event.
Show up or shut up.
Yeah, I like that. Show up or shut up. That's a good one.
So shout out to Natalie, who was harassing me the whole time.
Yeah, she was giving you a hard time. Why you were dressed in just a t-shirt and jeans, and, you know, she was giving you a hard time. But, you know, that's what you like. You like when people give you a hard time.
Your standards decide your life.
Oh, do they ever.
Most people never get what they want because they settle too early.
Oh, man, do they ever.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
The moment you lower your standards, life gives you exactly that, less.
Yes, it gives you a lot less, and you're thinking, what happened?
High-value men don't chase, they attract by simply refusing to accept, you know, so-so chicks.
Oh, really? Men refuse to accept so-so chicks?
You know, just kind of average stuff.
So men don't accept average chicks?
They go high.
Really?
They expect a 9 or a 10.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm. Well, I guess you didn't get that because you didn't get the coffee drinker. You got the non-coffee drinker.
I said I'll let you pass on that one. You got one pass.
I got one pass.
I don't usually hang out with chicks that don't drink coffee.
Well, you know, I like to hang out at coffee shops, but I'm not drinking the coffee.
This applies to relationships, money, health, and friendships.
Yes, all of the above.
The world treats you the way you've trained it to treat you. If you accept disrespect one time, you're going to get it forever.
Then that is what you will
get.
We
talked about that yesterday a lot.
We did talk about that a lot yesterday.
Respect, the respect.
Oh, here we go. Got the guitar again. Oh, next like time that? You do that, I'm going to make a video of it. So
well,
get
good.
Ready.
Make a video. Number five. Respect.
Okay.
Raise your standard and watch your circle opportunities and self-respect transform.
Yes. Yes, make better choices.
Herford Steve never did reply.
Well,
oh, corn you know. This week, Avon B said.
Oh, sweet corn this week?
Yep.
All right, sweet corn this week at the farmer's market, Friday 9 to noon.
What
so
about
check it out.
Rhubarb?
They
Anybody
don't,
got a rhubarb?
You know, that's not something we've ever seen around here is rhubarb or anything like it.
I guess it doesn't rain enough.
I didn't know that rhubarb looks just like celery, except it's red.
Tastes better, too.
And well, it's very tart. You really have to sweeten it up, and that's
put
why
some
they
salt
put,
on it.
That's why they put the strawberries with it.
118 degrees yesterday at Forsyth, Montana.
Can you believe that? In Montana? 118 degrees.
Yep.
That's crazy.
If you want to go to a city that's going to be a desert in 50 years, here's some of them you might want to consider.
Oh. Cities that will be deserts in the next 50 years.
Yep. Rio Rancho.
Oh, it isn't a desert already?
Well, you know.
I thought it already was.
My pilot friend used to live.
Yes. That's what you told me.
Pueblo, Colorado.
Pueblo.
Yep.
Okay.
Grand Junction, Colorado.
Grand Junction?
Yeah, it's right on the edge of Utah, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, Bakersfield, California, where, what's-his-face was from, old Buck Owens.
But I thought that was already in the desert.
It is, but it's going to be worse.
It's going to be more of a desert. Okay.
Reno, Nevada.
Hmm. This is going to be like the Sahara or the Sahara Desert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay.
No
Reno.
Water, no nothing.
Reno is on the edge of the mountains.
Lancaster, California.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
No.
Okay, Lancaster, California.
Sparks, Nevada.
Oh, okay.
Not too far
Never
from
heard
Reno.
Of it. I have no idea where that is.
So that's according to the latest scientist survey.
Well, you know, the scientific surveys, they sometimes are true, sometimes they're not. We'll see.
So, sweet corn coming up Friday. That'll be good.
Yes, we need some sweet corn. It's that time of year. We did see somebody selling that yesterday on the square. Had a pickup truck backed up and selling some sweet corn, which is nice. This is the time of year to get all that fresh stuff.
No 90-degree weather until Saturday here. That's pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yep.
The whole week?
It's not going to hit 90 till Saturday.
So it's 115 in Montana, and it's not even in the 90s here?
Montana, North Dakota, they're having really hot weather.
Woo! Man.
I mean, look at the rainfall amounts. Kerrville, 3 inches.
Kerrville got 3.16, Harper 3.89, New Fountain 4.
Tarpley almost 7.
Isn't New Fountain in Colorado? Is that Texas?
Uh-uh. That's Fountain.
Oh, Texas rain reports. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 4.73 in Vanderpool and Tarpley 6.73. Wow. That's something.
Congratulations to former Red Raider basketball coach Tubby Smith.
Oh, what happened to Tubby? What is he getting recognized for?
He got selected to be in the National College Basketball Hall of Fame.
Hmm. You think he's going to go golfing and say, hey, I'll see you later?
Well,
I'm not coming back?
He's from the same state as Pete Christie is.
Maryland?
Yep.
Really?
St. Mary's County, Maryland.
Well, that's interesting.
They're both born in the same county and state.
Wow. Well,
isn't that weird?
That is strange, but you know.
He said he gave up golf after the last time he had to run off the course.
After he decided to go play golf and not come back to his job at Texas State.
He went by and got his last check.
No, he had it direct deposited. He didn't even have to come back for that. And he had somebody clean out his office.
Yeah, I don't think he's coaching anymore.
So the flood watch is down by Eagle Pass, Presidio.
Uh-huh. Fort Stockton.
Yeah, down by the Mexico border, up to Midland, San Angelo. That's where the heavy rains are going to be.
Yep.
Interesting.
So don't go down that way this week. It's going to be
flooding. Yeah, you
might want to
watch out. Then, and then the flooding's bad down there because it's so flat and dry. The water just goes crazy.
Happy birthday to Jamie Johnson today.
Mmm.
He turns 51.
I was going to say, how old is old Jamie?
He looks rough.
He looked 51 when he had his big hits.
His song, In Color, The Dollar, and The High Cost of Living.
Yep. Those are pretty much it for him.
He became a member of the old Grand Old Opry in 2022.
Oh, did he? Well,
yeah.
Good for him.
He was born in 1975.
Well, 51 this year, and just keep plugging along.
He has 10 Grammys, too.
Does he really? 10 Grammys or 10 Grammy nominations?
He has been nominated for 10 Grammys, both as a singer and a songwriter.
Okay.
So, he sings pretty good. He just doesn't look too good.
Well, yeah, he does look a little different than you.
The Denver Post reports the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Department.
Arapahoe County.
Detained 6 people yesterday afternoon after they had a little gunfire going on at the old swimming beach at Cherry Creek Park.
Oh, they had a little gunfire?
They were practicing some clay pigeon shooting.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
That's a true story right there.
Wow.
Cherry Creek State Park.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. They were just kind of seeing if they got some new guns from Walmart and, you know, checking to see if they work good
well,
or not.
Well, you know, you have to know, but maybe not, that's not the right place to test it out.
Can you imagine laying there taking a nap on the beach and you hear 6 gunshots go?
No, I cannot imagine. I can't imagine what would happen to me if I heard something like that. I'd be freaking out.
Pretty strange deal there. So they got arrested and they're in the old jail, county jail, for questioning.
Well, at least they're not out shooting guns anymore around, you know, around town.
That'd be a nice afternoon, wouldn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Where do you go? Where do you, you know?
The Rangers are 49-47 now.
Yes, I saw that.
They're in first place, too, in the American
League
West.
They've been kind of just creeping up there and getting their wins. They did beat the Astros in their last game.
They're 1.5 games up on Seattle and 3 up on the Astros.
Yeah, so they're looking stronger this second half of this season. We'll see how it goes after July.
The coach said, you can have the week off. Oh,
yep.
It is All-Star break.
It is All-Star break, except for the All-Star players. They're going to have to work, but everybody else gets their break.
Where's the All-Star game going to be? I don't even know.
I don't even know.
I've never seen anything about that.
Let me see.
Kind of weird.
They pick a new stadium every year. 2026.
Probably over in LCU or something. There you go. I give up on that. I gotta read the manual.
Okay, let me see. Yes, I think that there. I'm sure there are some YouTube videos on how to play guitar, and probably not have it facing you, facing the other direction, you know.
Well, I've seen people do that before.
Have you?
Yeah. I'll get my trombone out tomorrow.
Okay, the 2026 All-Star Game is in, Citizens Bank Park in...
Tulia?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania!
Ah.
So they're playing in Philly this year. Festivities from July 10th through the 14th.
12 signs your friends don't actually like you. It takes 12 of them?
I guess you'd have to have friends to recognize any signs.
Here's number one. You ready? Number one.
Number one.
They mostly contact you when they want something.
Oh, yes. That's not a friend. That's a user.
Number two, you often feel drained after spending just a little bit of time with those people.
Oh, it's exhausting.
Three, they rarely ask about what you're doing.
Or what's going on in your life. Because they don't care.
We know people like that.
Oh, I know a lot of people like that.
They've never asked us one time what's going on.
Nobody cares.
Miss a paycheck and they might.
Well, you know, that could always be an issue.
Number four, you're almost always the first one to reach out.
What?
You make the effort.
Oh, you're always making the effort. Yes, I've been down that road as well. Not just friends, but family as well.
And enemies. Number five, you're often informed about plans instead of being invited.
Yes, you find out after the fact that it happened. You know, getting left out of the family events, you know. Oh, we didn't invite you because we don't want you there. Okay, that's nice.
Number six, they downplay your achievements instead of celebrating them.
Yes, because, you know, you don't want to tell anybody
like
that you're happy
Lubbock
for
yesterday
or proud of them.
No reason. That was a waste of day.
No, we went to Lubbock for a reason. It didn't turn out the way I'd hoped, but it opened my eyes to a lot of things. So,
number
and
seven.
Unfortunately, this is my life.
Their jokes regularly cross the line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you're always the punchline, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number eight, you don't feel comfortable being vulnerable around these people.
Oh, never. They're not someone you would reach out to and tell them anything personal about your life.
Number nine, they frequently forget moments that matter to you.
They don't even know moments that matter to me.
Well, they're being nice on this survey here.
Yeah.
Number 10, they treat you differently when other people are around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
well,
fake.
They act differently when other people are around than they do, you know, when they're not.
They rarely make time for you.
Rarely, never. This isn't rarely. This is never.
Your intuition has been telling you something's kind of off.
Yes, something's
out
off.
Out of kilter.
Something's not right.
You know.
Get that feeling. It's there. Yes,
so
it's real.
They're pretty much all on par with what we think.
I think so. I think those are very reasonable things.
I'm kind of tired today. Yesterday was a long day.
It was
kind of mentally drained.
Oh, we went through. We had a little filing cabinet that we
we'd
lost the key to, and after my trip to Lubbock yesterday, I said we got to get into that filing cabinet. I'm pretty sure the paperwork I need is in there, and it was. And there was so much paperwork in there. We went through four
trash bags.
Two lawn and leaf trash bags full of shredded papers. But I did find the documents I needed. And we got rid of the filing cabinet. It's finally gone.
I kicked it like a mule from behind and
it
popped right open.
You just kicked it and it just came right open. It didn't even... I thought, well, I don't know how we're gonna have to get a crowbar or something. You know, just your foot was all we needed.
One kick to the bottom drawer.
And I'm already looking for a piece of furniture to put over there so you can have your stuff all laid out. I think it'll look nice when we get it all done.
That thing was a piece of junk.
We just need to find something that's already assembled.
Yeah, we're not putting stuff together anymore.
I don't
want to
buy something that I have to assemble. Because I found some stuff online that was nice. And the first thing I read was, it took about 2 hours to put it together.
Nah,
and I said,
nah.
Nope. Not doing that. We're going to go to a furniture store. We're going to load it up, and we're going to put it in the spot, and we're done.
From That's Fortune it. 500 magazine.
Fortune 500.
Bayer has picked a fight with some of its most important customers, U.S. farmers.
Bayer? Oh, Bayer.
Bayer Crop Science.
Company. You know, I saw something about that. I didn't really understand it.
Farm groups saved Bayer in the court over the Roundup Ready crap that everybody's been claiming, you know, causes cancer and all that stuff. Well, Bayer has called for tariffs on the ingredients farmers rely on now.
Oh, really?
They want to slap some tariffs on this stuff.
Oh, boy. That's not okay.
So that's kind of a kick in the teeth.
Well, you know, that's kind of, that goes back to the friend list, right? Right. They stepped up for them, and now what are they going to do? They're going to
stab them in the back.
Let me. Why don't you turn around so I can stab you in the back? I'm going to get some tariffs on this stuff so you can pay more.
We haven't got one advertising dollar from Bayer, so who cares?
Okay.
Right. I use the product to kill weeds.
Not recently.
20 beach towns so charming you'll want to move there today.
20 beach towns so charming. I'm ready. Let's go.
We've actually been to the number one.
All about living in a beach town. Yes.
Number one.
What is it?
Fairhope, Alabama.
Fair.
That's that town you like.
But that's not a beach town. There's no ocean there.
Well,
but
it's close.
But I do. That is a Hallmark town.
Yep.
It is the cutest, just the most quaint little town. I could live there. Definitely.
Galveston, Texas.
Galveston.
Yep.
Oh, Galveston.
Port Aransas, Texas.
That's where I got on a fishing boat and got sick for 5 hours.
Well, that was just the start of your dismal marriage.
That was the beginning of the end.
Let's see. Ocean Springs, Maryland.
Ocean Springs? I've never been there, but it sounds nice.
Carolina Beach, North Carolina.
Carolina Beach.
Yeah.
All right.
And one more one that I don't agree with. St. Augustine, Florida.
St. Augustine?
Whatever it is. I've never been there.
I think that's on the Gulf side.
North Platte, Nebraska.
Probably pretty nice. North Platte, Nebraska. Definitely not a beach town.
So anyway, 10 inches of rain fell in Hondo last night, it says.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
That's the kind of water that comes up so quickly. It's there before you can react.
The Federal Communications Commission...
Oh,
has
FCC.
Now authorized Walnut Radio in Omaha, Nebraska to change their call sign from KXSP to WW.
W-O-W?
Yep. Remember that we talked about that. It used to be WW a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then in between stupid ownerships, they've changed the call letters and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going back to the original stuff from a long time ago, back in the 70s.
So they're
going to
let them change their call letters back.
To WOW.
To the historic letters that they started with.
The filing date was May the 7th. The effective date was July 7th.
Well, it took 2 months.
Yep.
We're still waiting 4 months.
Well, you know, good things come to those who wait.
That's what I hear. And we're still waiting.
Oh, the hottest temperature in North Dakota yesterday was warmer than it was in Laredo, Texas yesterday.
Really? North Dakota?
Laredo was 101 and Fargo was 106.
Wow.
What's going on with that?
I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Country star Justin Moore in the news.
Oh, I heard he got sober.
Yep, he's been... in rehab with his alcoholism.
Yeah, because he took a break from his tour, right?
He took a long break.
A week or so ago, he said he had to take a break. And
31 days. He was in rehab for 30 days, and now he's 31 days now.
He said it was getting out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for him and his family.
You're looking at the guy, you never know that.
Hopefully it saved his marriage. I'm guessing that was part of the problem.
Guess what happened 49 years ago yesterday?
49 years ago yesterday would have been 1977?
Yep.
I have no idea.
New York City blackout began.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I remember that. That
See?
Was crazy.
You were there.
No, I was in New Jersey, but it was all over the news.
That's close.
That was the first time I'd ever heard the word looting.
Con Edison's entire power system failed because they had Windstream.
Well, they were developing it at that time, and it was just as much of a disaster then as it is now.
1,600 stores had no electricity, so there was a lot of people coming in and taking stuff. A
lot of looting. And that was the first time I'd ever heard of that, and the first time I'd seen that on TV, where they just went in and people just went in and took stuff out of the stores, and it was really crazy.
They got that confused with Christmas.
Right. Well, they were doing their Christmas shopping in July.
Lone Star Stockyards today has cattle coming in from Texaco, Friona, Sunray, Claude, Lubbock, Clarendon, Snyder, Logan, New Mexico, Dimmitt, Clarendon, Amarillo, Nazareth. That's a pretty good run.
That is a really good run. For this time of year, Bill Martin keeps saying this is the slow time of year, but he keeps having some pretty decent runs.
Consistently good.
Yes, that's what matters.
Hello to 8:10 a.m., guess where this is at.
8:10 a.m.
KBHB.
KBHB.
Sturgis, South Dakota.
Really? Sturgis.
Getting ready to crank it up.
Huh.
For the old biker days.
Yeah.
BJ Potts is going, I heard. Biker BJ.
We don't have confirmation of that, but we're expecting that sometime soon.
Glider.
Yeah.
New high temperatures for Miles City, Montana yesterday, 115. Livingston, 106. We've been in Livingston.
Livingston, really? Yeah. 106? Thank goodness we weren't there this year.
Billings,
at this time.
Montana, 111.
Wow.
Jeez.
Those are some hot temperatures.
They got things confused with South Texas, I think.
I think so, because those are definitely Texas temperatures. Those don't fit that area at all.
Heart Day starting July 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Okay.
Next week.
Yeah.
Miss Heart Pageant on the 23rd at 7 o'clock.
You know, Heart Days is such a fun event. It's a really big deal. It used to kind of just be the same thing every year, and now it's different. It is a lot of fun. You got to go over there and experience Heart Days.
Got a horseshoe tournament going on next Saturday. Not this week, but next week.
Keeping the tradition alive with the horseshoe tournament.
A burnout contest. All ex-wives are welcome to attend.
Burnout.
I'm burnt out from you. Get out of here.
Oh, you drive me crazy.
A dunking booth and water slides.
Oh, yes. They always have the bouncy houses, water slide. It's fun. Are they going to have the mechanical bull again? You don't know?
No.
No?
Okay. But they're going to have 3-on-3 basketball tournament.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Lots of fun activities. It's kind of almost a week-long event.
They're going to have bingo Thursday night, too.
Oh, wow. Now that's fun.
Bingo!
Bingo.
B42. Next Tuesday, Peter Dautre will be with us.
Oh, really? Next Tuesday, Peter Dautre. Nice.
Weed specialist in Lubbock.
Yeah.
From the state of Minnesota.
Nice.
Because Calvin Trossel is going to be on vacation.
Oh, I thought he was on vacation now.
Now, next week.
Oh, next week. Okay.
Happy birthday to Johnny Gilbert today. He's 98.
Johnny Gilbert.
Yeah.
He's 98?
Yeah, you know who Johnny Gilbert is?
I have no idea.
The longtime announcer for Jeopardy.
Oh, let me see his picture.
Eh?
Huh. Yeah, I don't recognize him.
Well, you would if you looked at him 90 years ago.
He was the guy behind the mic, right?
Yeah.
So you didn't actually see him on TV. Okay.
Mega Millions jackpot is now $637
million. Oh, we got to get another ticket for that.
Nobody won yesterday.
Yeah, it's just kind of been rolling on.
That's double the Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie box revenue, it says.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder how much she spent on her wedding. They haven't announced that yet.
She got a $200 wedding cake.
She had her wedding registry at Target.
Come by and give me some free stuff.
They
broke.
Did say no gifts, so we'll see.
From the Castro County Sheriff's Department, the burn ban is in effect now for Castro County.
Yes, the burn ban is back in effect. Even though we got an inch of rain, that's a smart move.
Yeah, you don't want to get too cocky.
Oh, there's a little puppy over here. Go get in your bed. Go. She's looking at me.
Rosie O'Donnell repairing the relationship with her daughter, Chelsea.
Yeah, she's had a lot of issues.
She's in prison.
Yeah. Her daughter's had a lot of issues with drugs.
Cobalt has recalled 554,000 yard tools.
554,000 yard tools?
You know, like a weed eater and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the USB-C batteries sold at Lowe's. They've reported some smoking and sparking and some fire hazards.
Smoking, sparking, and fire
and burned hazards. Fingers.
Wow.
554,000 tools, yard tools.
You know, those batteries really...
They get hot because this weed eater I've been using, when I feel the battery, it's hot.
It's hot, yeah. That's a problem with the battery-operated stuff. The batteries aren't what they should be.
You want to get burned by a gas engine or a battery?
Somebody needs to perfect that a little bit better before they start selling that stuff.
From Soap Opera Magazine, I got a report that as the world turns, star Scott Bryce died at 68. Have you heard that?
Oh, really? No, I didn't hear that. As the world turns.
Scott Bryce dead at 68.
I'll have to look him up.
Never watched that show.
I'm not sure I did either. I mean, I might have seen a little bit of it, but not. It was not a regular thing.
We used to watch, what's his face? Luke.
Oh, Luke and Laura.
Lamisa ISD excited to welcome Aaron Ross as our new boys basketball coach.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, I do recognize him. Yep.
I thought you would.
I do recognize him. You probably recognize him, too. Look at his face when back in the day.
Well, I never watched that show.
You didn't? Okay. Nah. Well, you know, sometimes their faces were on magazines and stuff, too. So,
he wasn't on the face of Red Book.
He wasn't. He wasn't on the cover of Red Book.
Don't forget, August 15th is the Hereford Jubilee.
Oh, is it?
At Cameron Park.
The Hereford Jubilee coming up. Now, that's always a great way to end the summer festivities.
10 o'clock
in
the morning till 2.
Wow.
Sounds like fun.
Yes.
So, you know, we have a burn ban in effect here, and now Swisher County has one, too.
Oh, do they as well?
Yep.
Okay.
According to the Tulia Fire Department. So don't be burning stuff over there. Olton had 1.42 on the rain gauge.
Oh, did they? 1.42?
Snyder, 2.06.
Wow.
Earth, I was told yesterday that they had 2 inches on Sunday.
Oh, yes. Someone did tell you that.
Congratulations to Savannah and Bray Lynn for their Las Vegas basketball tournament for the West Texas Wildcats. That's pretty cool.
So this guy that was on As the World Turns was on there when Meg Ryan was on the show. Because she started out in soap operas. And they got married on the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Southeast Amarillo picked up 3 inches of rain on Sunday.
Yeah, there was a lot of flooding in Amarillo. They showed some water running through Peladura Canyon. They didn't say they got a lot of rain, but I guess they just got enough all at one time.
It's going downhill, though.
And it was running pretty good down there.
The park rim had 1.01.
What about down at the bottom?
Don't know. Everybody's underwater there. Lubbock had 1.28 at the food bank.
Oh, at the food bank.
That's what it says, South Plains Food Bank.
Really?
Yep.
Look who's here.
I see it. Go away.
Little Kiki.
So we got Austin coming up at 9, but then he's got a little break Thursday and Friday.
Where are you going?
You know, you can make $420,000 a year working for American Airlines as a pilot.
Oh, how much?
$420,000 a
year. Time to be a pilot. But you're at the age of retirement for pilots, so what are you going to do?
Well, I'll show them a fake ID.
Change your birth certificate.
What's 420,000 divided by 12?
420,000.
35,000 a month?
420 divided by 12. That's 35,000 a month minus taxes.
That's what I said. Wow.
So, I don't know. What do you think about 30,000 a month or less?
Yeah, probably 31.
28.
Sheldon Brashears had 2.03 on his rain gauge.
Yes, Sheldon had a video of the rain pouring off of his roof. He had hail in his backyard. He just got it all.
Slayton Co-op gin had just about an inch.
Look at the
old rain gauge.
Oh, the Slayton Co-op. That's funny.
They used to give away rain gauges at the old co-ops.
We still get those rain gauges. And you know, it's funny. You know, there's people that say, oh, I don't use one of those old plastic things. Everybody's got them. Everyone's taking pictures of them all over social media.
Here's some real luxuries in life.
Luxuries.
This is one we have.
Does not include
owning
a radio station.
Working from home.
That is a luxury, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't squander that luxury. Make sure you're doing your work and you're being productive so you can keep doing that.
Living 5 minutes from the gym.
Oh, yeah. Drive your car down to the gym so you can walk on the treadmill.
Having quiet neighbors.
Oh, my goodness. Bring them something every day just for being quiet.
Having money left at the end of the month instead of being broke.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that a treat?
Peace at the house.
Peace. Peace out.
Drinking coffee without rushing.
Yes,
like people grab their coffee and run out the door.
And run out the door and they're trying to drink it really fast. Just getting to sit and relax. You know, we've had some people say, yeah, I sit on my back porch in the morning, drink coffee, and listen to the radio show.
Well, Greg Odom said that.
Yeah.
Enjoying a home-cooked meal with loved ones.
Oh.
Forget about the last
Unless
part.
Unless they're on that list of the red flags we'll from leave it friends and family, then you don't really want
Always
to do
had
that.
A hot meal on the table. Inside joke. Finding joy in daily routines, like getting the blanket and freezing.
Yes, enjoy getting up and doing all your everyday boring mundane tasks. That's a gift to be able to do that.
Things that make you more attractive in the world.
Like?
Keeping your word.
Oh. appreciating others in your life and not feeling that you're the gift to everyone.
Listening more than you speak.
Oh. Listen to understand, not just hearing the noise.
Here's one I do all the time.
You know, the Charlie Brown wah, wah, wah.
Okay. Oh, here's the one I was talking about. Admitting when you're wrong.
Oh, admitting when you're wrong. I noticed how you laugh at the end of that one.
Treating everybody with respect.
Oh, respect is something. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Respecting other people's time.
Yes.
Don't waste their time.
Don't be late.
And staying calm under pressure.
Don't stay longer than you should.
Don't wear out your welcome.
Don't wear out your welcome.
You weren't welcomed in the first place.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Hope I had a phone call I missed. Let's see who this is. Oh, you've won $1 million, it says.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, then why'd you delete it?
Well, I don't need the number anymore. I'll just go there.
We've been getting calls on our business phone for someone whose name we've never heard before. And you said, this is a business number. And they still keep calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't listen.
No. They just keep trying.
Hello to Miss Mop today.
Yes. Hello to Miss Mops. Thanks for tuning in to Todd Nancy in the Morning and the Agriplex Report. We really do appreciate you every day. It is time for us to end the show. That was really bad.
Well, you get what you pay for.
Stay tuned to 1470 AM, 102.7 FM. All day, every day, kdhnradio.com, listen live. We have all of your ag news, weather, market reports, everything right here. This is your ag station with the best country music and the best morning show in Castro County, except for today. Well, it was a little slow, and you got your guitar out. We need to stand for the guitar. It's laying on the floor.
Well, I'll get one.
Here it is, laying on the floor. Keep it locked in all day, every day. It's the best station. It's the best station around. We know it. You know it. We're done for today, and we'll be back in the morning.